The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Tzadik Zayin. In context of discussing Hagolas Kelim, we'll discuss a few of the halachas interesting parallels that Dafka come up between the halachas, the unique halachas of Hagolah, Mariko, Shtifa that come up, Legabi Kodesh and Legabi Korban Pesach. Not Legabi Korban Pesach, Legabi the preparations. It's interesting is that in Shulchan Aruch, the halachas of Hagolas Kelim are written in the halachas of Pesach. It would seem to be Hagolas Kelim as a way of making sure that you're not eating food that's also. It should be in the halachas of Issa V'Heter, in Hilchas Taruvus, in Yerideh. Many of the halachas are written, only the process of Hagolas Kelim is only written up at length by the Torah, by the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, in the halachas of Korban Pesach, in Tov Chof Ches. The El Yerabba, over there in Tov Chof Ches, B'Shem Davudraham says something interesting. He says the reason why, fascinating in fact, the reason why Parshas Tzav is always Samach V'Nirah to Pesach is because the halachas of Hagolas Kelim are Parshas Tzav, and Hagolas Kelim is one of the main halachas of B'fnei Pesach. You read the Piyutim that were written by the Rishonim for Shabbos HaGadol, the halachas of Hagolas Kelim were discussed by Richus. So he says that's why we have the smichas of the two. Now, what's interesting is Hagolas Kelim is not unique to Kodesh. Hagolas Kelim, in its classic sense, Legabi Issa V'Heter, Legabi Basa V'Cholav, and so on, is in Parshas Matos. Legabi the Mochoma, the Kelim that were captured from Midian by Klal Yisrael before they went there to Israel. The incidental Tosefes Halacha of Pesach, that's over here, L'chur, has nothing to do with Pesach per se. The Pelav and Abudraham, we're going to try to explain in depth that this Hagolas Kelim, which is only an emtsoi, in order to make, like what we called in the previous year, that the potatoes that you cook in the kli, that the gravy that you mix 2 days from now with that spoon shouldn't be problematic. There's another Hagolas Kelim that speaks to the parsha of the kli itself, which speaks to the oichel that's embedded in the kli. That, like we said in the previous year, is the Hagolas Kelim of Kodshim, and we're going to now in Yitzhak Hashem explain a parallel what that has to on a deeper level with Pesach. And by the way, we pointed out when we started this perek that the dinim of Parshas Tzav are related uniquely to the dinim of Achilas Korbanos, not the Achilas, not the Parsha of Dam. In the context of discussing the Smichus, we pointed this out in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim, that Vayikra and Tzav, Vayikra deals with the Avodas Hadam. What we said on the symbolic levels, the Avodas Hadam means giving up of oneself on the Mizbeach. Parshas Tzav, the Achilas HaKorbanos, speaks more to then taking that lesson and bringing it into the tchum of one's physical self. There's giving up Mesiris Nefesh, kilu, giving up one's life on the Mizbeach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Avodas Hadam. And then there is absorbing Kedusha into one's everyday life, bringing back into the physical realm of life one's the Kedusha into one's physical senses. That idea is discussed extensively by the Shloh, by the Mashon in the beginning of Yuma, but related to the Yom Tovim of Sukkot and Pesach. The month of Tishrei speaks to giving up of oneself. Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, purging the Averis that have become embedded in the fabric of our lives. Yom Kippur, Sukkah, going out of our world, going out of our lives. Tzei Midiris Arai, Midiris Kvav, V'tikonis L'diris Arai. All that is leaving the realm of one's physical, comfortable existence where there are chataim that are embedded. All that is the process of sukkis. All that is shaykh to the avodas hadam. The tzoymois, the tvilois, the bechiris, the tshuva, the charot, the vidui, and so on. All that is the purging, the giving up of one's life on the mizbeach. The Shloh and the Mashah both say, Masha'enken Chodesh Nisan, the avodah that we do is the avodah of bringing the physicality into the realm of Kedusha. Korban Pesach, we don't leave our house. Adarabah, Korban Pesach has to be eaten in one's home. The mitzvah of Pesach is to clean one's home, to sanctify one's home, to bring the lessons of Amunah and Kedusha into the Achila Matzah, the Achila Korban Pesach, and so on. Chodesh Nisan is related to Parshas Tzav. Parshas Vayikra is the Parsha of Korbanos of Avodas Hashem that speaks to the month of Nisan. So it's very apropos, the Parshas Tzav together with the Parsha of Achilas HaKorbanos.
In any case, and that would explain to us that there has to be a parallel between the parasha of Achilat Kodshim and between the Achila of Pesach, because the whole idea, the whole Musig, the Kedusha of the month of Nisan, of purging ourselves of chametz and eating matzah, is all about bringing Kedusha into our Achila. That's the idea of Achilas Kabanis. So now let's delve a little bit deeper, specifically Legabe Hagolas Kel. As we pointed out, the tour Ubik voice of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch bring the dinam of Hagolas Kel in Hilchas Pesach. Kishel Atzmei wouldn't be much of a kasha, because very often when you look at the tour, there are many places that people point out, have asked questions, where the Rambam puts something in a different place in the tour in the Shulchan Aruch. For instance, Hilchas Ribbis. In Shulchan Aruch, in the tour, Shulchan Aruch is based on the Seder of the tour, Hilchas Ribbis is in Yerideah. It's in Nisiv HaHeter. In the Rambam, it's in Hilchas Mulvalayva, seems to relate to Dine Mominis. So some people want to make a conceptual machlokes. Ribbis is an Isser of Momin. It's not Gezel. It's an Isser that the Torah was Mechadish in the financial realm, in the realm of Momin. Some people want to say there's a conceptual machlokes. Which one gives birth to which? Does the Din Momin create the Din Isser, or the Din Isser creates Din Momin? The truth of the matter is that the Rambam and the Torah Shulchan Aruch are arranged differently. The Rambam is Mishneh Torah. It's a conceptual arrangement in order to facilitate clear grasp of all the halachas. So in order to chazer over Kishmai Kenu, Mishneh Torah, to chazer over all of Torah in its final form, in its psak halacha form, so conceptually the Rambam set up, there are many diyukim in Rambam of where the Rambam puts something conceptually that are not true in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. Very simply, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch is not meant to be a conceptual sefer. It's meant to be a sefer of learning halacha l'maisa. So wherever that shaila most commonly crops up, that's where the Torah will write it, even if conceptually it's not there. Hilchas Ribbis conceptually is based on concepts of Momin. But practically, you don't go to a Bezdin with Dine Ribbis. Ribbis is something you have to ask yourself. It's not something that you have a fight with somebody else and you want to know what the Din Torah is. That you go to a Bezdin. That's Choshem Mishpat. Ribbis is something you ask a Rov, a Poisik. Not something you go to a Bezdin. So it's not a Choshem Mishpat. It's in Yerideh. Not that there's a conceptual machloik is what Ribbis is, but the tour in the Shulchan Aruch is a practical arrangement. Hagolas Kalim conceptually is in Hilchas Machalos Asuris, the halachas of Blias of Isser. That's where the Rambam puts it. Mashenkin, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, put it where people ask the shailas. Most of the time, the shailas that are asked, Hagolas Kalim, are related to Kashrim, or at least that's the way it was in the old days, Hagolas Kalim of Kalim for Pesach. So that's where the Torah in the Mechaber arranged it. Now, so the Kishalasma wouldn't be a riot, and still we'll see that there are conceptual differences between two, even in the Rambam. So let's get back to that. Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, like we said in Yerideh, Kuf Chof Aleph, that the din of Mariko Shtifa that we haven't discussed Shtifa till now. Mariko is the Hagolah. There's another part of the Hagolah's Kalim, over here of Kodesh. After the boiling water, after the cooked water is put in order to be maflut the tam noisar, out of the kli that was used for cooking the Kodesh, the kli is then immersed in cold water. If you've ever noticed, by Hagolas Kalim, before Pesach, by the big Hagolas Kalim centers, and so is the Midig, is to wash it off in cold water. Based on straightforward Issur HaHeter, there's no reason in the world why it should be that way. What's muffled at the time out of the walls of the kli is the hot water, not the cold water. The cold water, running it under, rinsing the kli that underwent Hagolas Kalim under a stream of cold water, l'chur has no mashmos in terms of taking out the taste. It doesn't do anything. And the poiskim, taka, don't bring, when they're talking in Hagolas Kalim, in Yerideh Kuf Chafalv, they do not bring the din of Shtifa. The reason why the minig is to do Hagolas Kalim with Shtifa, the Rishonim bring in Avodah Zarah that I involve, is a Tshuvas Rashi. Rashi says that since nobody knows where this shit of Rashi comes from, seemingly, because the Torah over here, in the context of Kodesh, put down a din of Shtifa, there's Marika and then there's Shtifa, so we wash the kli with Tzaynin. It's a mysterious meaning that nobody has an explanation for. The Torah in Tofnun Beis that says that has absolutely nothing to do with the purification process. Meaning to say, it would be Shayich, theoretically you could explain, that maybe after the tam is niflat from with the hot water out of the kli, maybe then you would say that some of it is sitting on the surface, and then the next time you cook, if you wouldn't rinse it off, some of it is there and it makes again problem. Pasha says it's not true because that mashu becomes bottle in all the water that you make agolos kelim. That's why there has to be a certain amount of water that you make agolos kelim in. But the tam goes into that water and it becomes bottle. It can't thereafter aser. So the tour comes lafuke that maybe you could say by Pesach al chametz aser. But mashu we discussed in previous shiur, maybe that would be the reason. So maybe you have to be worried about that mashu. It doesn't become bottle in all the water, but to say it in any other area in halacha, Rashi seems to say that since the Torah says Mariko Shtifa, so then that's what you have to do. Lamaisa, the poskim do not bring this din of Shtifa, Bitsoinein, Legabe Macholos Asuris. The Rambam in Hilchas Chometz, Perakei, brings the din of Shtifa Bitsoinein, even though in Macholos Asuris he does not bring it. The Aruch HaShulchan in, like we said, Yerdei Kuv Chavalov points this out. And in Hilchas Pesach, Tof Nun Beis, he says like this. He says that Be'etzem, like we said, Mitzad the Issa Ve'heter Shaboy, Mitzad the Blios and the Plater Shaboy, there's no reason to wash it off in cold water. He says it's a minute. Kadmoin comes from Rashi. Maybe, he says, it's a zeicher for the Mariko Shtifa, the Migdash. It's a minig, and it's only a zeicher for that Mariko Shtifa. And he says that that's why the Rambam brings it in clay chometz, because over there is where we make a zeicher migdash. Ma kesher? Why the hagolas kelim of chometz bePesach is more related to making a zeicher to that process of mirikah shtifin beis hamigdash than if you were just kashering out a milchik spoon that had fleshik paste in it, a fleshik spoon to be able to be used? You by accident you made a par of a knife. You cut meat with a par of a knife, so you want to. You want to make kagolas kelim, so then you can use it for your power of a knife again. Before Pesach, you could be magal all your kelim, the poskim say. And over there, there's no din of tzoinen. Only hagolas kelim of chometz. Why? Heinen advarm. This is what we discussed. The pshat is that the achila of chodesh nisan, the achila of korbonos, is an achila, I'm sorry, the achila of korban nisan, of chodesh nisan, the achila of matzah, the achila of the avoida of chodesh nisan is an avoida of achilas korbanos. It's not the avoida of zrikas dam korbanos. It's the avoida of absorbing the kedusha of the korbanos into one's physical self. It's the avoida of eating matzah. It's the avoida of lechom and azvachom and apsalkim. In that sense, when we prepare the kelim for the seder, we prepare the kelim for the Avoidas HaKodesh, the Chometz free Avoidas HaKodesh of Pesach, what we do is we go through the process as if we're eating Kodshim, because we are. Every Yid that sits down in his house the night of Pesach is sitting down in a Beis HaMikdash. The doorway that was used in Mitzrayim for the Avoidas HaDam is the Mizbeach. That's the Mizbeach where the Dam was spritzed. A Jewish home is a Mizbeach, comes Chodesh Nisan. We scrub a Jewish home, Chodesh Nisan. It's like the Kahanim are scrubbing down the Beis HaMikdash. Think about that the next time you're on your hands and knees, scrubbing the floor before Pesach. What you're doing is you're a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, scrubbing the sides of the Mizbeach. No honor bigger than that. I don't even know if it's pasadik to give that over to the goita, to the cleaning lady. But in any case, it's important if we do a little bit cleaning, if we help out, it's important for us to know that that's Avodah HaKodesh and to appreciate the work that the women do. That the shtifa, mariko shtifa that we do, to kasher, to prepare the kelim, that we're going to use for chicken soup on Pesach, is the same process that we do in order to prepare, to be machshir the klei sharis that we used to prepare the karbonos, because it's one and the same. It's one avoida. There is an interesting piece of information, Rabbeinu Manoach, which is the mefarish in the Rambam, in Hilchas Chometz, Perkei Hilchas Chometz, as a kasher. He says, why don't we make a bracha on Agolas Kelim? Agolas Kelim before Pesach, make a bracha, Shekedishon, Vitzayisiv, Vitzivonu, al Agolas Kelim, Tzapash, and the Torah. He says, yeah, he says, because you don't have to, you can use if you want, you can buy new Kelim. The same way most of us today use Pesach Kelim. The times of the Rishon, Agolas Kelim was a big noise, because they didn't have money. So every year they used to be Magol the Kelim. Most people did that till recently, till 50 years ago. Today, so we have extra Kelim for Pesach. It's a hidden. Now, B'toich HaDvarim, Rabbeinu Manoach only asks us on HaGolos Kelim of Pesach. The rest of the year he understands, like the Rishonim say. Chuvus HaRashba asked the Kasha, Agolos Kelim's a passion. He says, no, there's no mitzvah Agolos Kelim. It's to get rid of Blias Havisa. This is where you shouldn't be eating Bas B'cholov if you want to use that spoon. That's a mitzvah. All it is just getting rid of a problem. It's like checking for bugs. Also, you don't make a bracha. The Rabbeinu Menoich asked the Kasha. He says the Kasha Shvel only because you can use Kelim Chadashim. Why Lagabe HaGolos Kelim? Because the rest of the year, for sure, he doesn't ask the Kasha, because over there he's masking to the Rashba. Aber HaGolos Kelim B'Pesach is a process of defining these Kelim as Roy for Pesach. The same way we said that there's a din, there's a special din, the Kelim of Kodesh. Nothing to do with the potatoes that you cook the next day. The Kelim that we use for Kodesh, the Soif HaChilo, is to make those Kelim Kodesh free, because now they're going back into the realm of Chulin. The crowning point of the achila of Chodesh Nisan, of chametz free environment, is that the kelim are chametz free. So being magal those kelim is like bedikas chametz. You make a bracha before bedikas chametz, make a bracha before agolas kelim. Then he says no, because you don't have to make agolas kelim. You can lock them up. You can use other kelim. You can use new kelim. But the kasha is a kasha. Let's just add a piece of information, a fascinating minig that's found. The Ashkenazi Rishayim, today we don't practice it, but the Ravyo, the Raivam, the Smak, they had a minig that after Hagolas Kelim of Klei Chometz, there would be Toivol. It says there would be Toivol in the Nor, all the Kelim. Why? Why? What is Tvilas Kelim? Tvilas Kelim is when you buy a Kli from a Goy, so you have to make Tvila because the Kli doesn't have the Hachon of being used by a Yid. Hey, Nein Advar. The Tvila of a Kli, the Rishayim say clearly in Avodah Zarah, that the point of the kelim is the point of the understanding of tvilas kelim, the raisa of a goy shekli, is because the same way in order for a goy to become a yid he has to undergo tvila in a mikvah, kelim that are used for preparing a yid's food also have to undergo a gerus of so speed. Rishonim compare it to gerus. Chassam Sofer says that the same way a Rahman son, somebody who was off the derech, who was Michal Shabbos, if he comes back, when Mietz Hashem he comes back, he does not have to be toivel in a mikveh. He's a yid. Yisrael Ava Bishachot Yisrael Lehem. He does tshuva. He's right away a yid. He doesn't have to go into a mikveh. A kli of a mumer does not have to undergo tefilas kelim. When it comes back into the reshus, or let's say you buy kelim from a non-religious Jew, you have to be magal to get rid of the blias of it. It does not have to go through tefilas kelim because he's Jewish. Same way, if he be a chayzer b'tshuva, he wouldn't have to go into a mikveh. His kelim don't have to go into a mikveh either. So the Rishonim are understanding that the tvila of the kli that's used for the heilige yontif of Pesach is the same thing as kelim that are used. They have to undergo geiris because now they're chometz digger kelim that are becoming used for avodas hakodesh. It's a powerful metaphor. It's a minig. All these things are symbolic. But Lamaise, it brings home the point that we've been saying about the whole idea of Marika Shtifa, the whole world of Achilles Kachem, the whole world of Pesach, and the Achilles of Pesach mirrored that Kedusha of Achilles Karbonas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.